We must accept that ethnicity is a fact, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. No one here has to be born a Gaddafi, Fanti, or Kobo. And no one can decide to become an Asante, Kusasi, or Kobo if one is not born as such. So long as population continues, there will always be different ethnic groups in Ghana. Our problem is not because of our being born a Piapin or ethnic. Our problem is ethnocentrism or tribalism, where people develop a fanatical attachment to their tribes that they think other ethnic groups are not quite like them, and therefore they should be looked down. When you begin to think that only your ethnic group, which has amassed all the good gifts which Providence has bestowed on us, and that another ethnic group has monopolized all the negative traits in man, then, my brothers and sisters, we get into the realm of stereotype. If we stop to think about it, we will come to the realization that tribal stereotyping does not make sense. Respect for each other, irrespective of tribe, is the beginning of the acceptance of other ethnic groups. The collective ideas and energies of our people have to be harnessed for the development of our country. My brothers and sisters, there is wealth in our diversity.
The event was also graced with a very thought-provoking panel discussion with the former First Lady Nanakone Dwajima Rawlings, Major Retired Kojo Buachi Jan, the former Vice Chairman of the CPP, Rosalyn Ayana, and Wing Commander Captain Sobojo as members of the panel.
Derek.
It was not long ago, and marriage between different people was now we are Benin, I will say, let's continue. Let us cut across all these entities. And I suppose I'll let them continue to lead the way in this progress. We make progress when we are brothers and sisters of people from Kambaga to Accra.
Can we take a few steps back? The colonial era into our independence in 1907. The British colonial government made a conscious effort with their British companies to create an ethnic, diverse, and tolerant atmosphere of the Gold Coast by allocating personnel in public and civil services, teachers, nurses, police, and others, strictly to areas that they did not hail from. If you worked with a British company such as the UAC, Olivant, Cadmium Fry, Bartholomew, etc., for example, you were posted to Ashanti if you were a Ghan or an Ewe, and to Accra if you were an Ashanti or from the north. It had to be anywhere other than where you hailed from. This encouraged a healthy melange of all ethnic groups in the Gold Coast, which fostered understanding, tolerance, and appreciation, and raised an awareness of the various cultures that formed the Gold Coast territories. This policy also intensified intermarriages all around the country, and children were born symbolized, and the children born symbolized the Achimotan emblem of black, white, and heart.